Welcome to Stand In Yoga, prepared for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program. Making sure that you're in a place where you will not be disturbed and have a little bit of room to stretch. You can arrange a mat on the floor if you'd like to for the final resting posture, or have a chair nearby if that would be supportive at the end of practice or for the balancing postures. Follow along with the guidance as best you can, keeping in mind that you are in charge of your own well-being. Only you know what you're experiencing, and so only doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from doing anything that does not feel appropriate for you in this particular moment. Moving slowly enough into each posture so that you can pay attention to the information your body gives you in the form of sensations. This quality of attention, this listening to the body, will allow you to move into each pose and go right to the limits that are possible for you, but not push beyond them. Remembering too that in this practice, we're building the capacity to be able to slow the body's movements by choice, which is a powerful capacity to meet the often automatic and relentless pace that our bodies and minds move through during the day. As we move through the yoga flow, you will likely notice that thoughts, emotions, and urges will arise, linger, and fall away. Allowing all of this with kind acknowledgement and reorienting to the guidance when the mind wanders or you get distracted. We're not trying to make ourselves different than how we are right now. Rather, we're simply attending more fully to the truth of how we are in this moment. Keep an eye out for times when you might be striving to accomplish something or even trying to relax. Notice if there are expectations and judging, stories or criticisms that make it hard to be in the direct experience of the practice. And as much as possible, simply allow yourself to be here now. So as we move into the practice, staying close in with yourself, inhabiting the sensations of stretching and strengthening, of moving and resting. So coming now to a standing pose, feet about hip distance apart, and dropping awareness right into the body, feeling into the sensations of standing. Not simply knowing standing through the mind and thinking, but through the sensations that allow us to know we're standing. Perhaps aware of pressure at the soles of the feet, the various muscles that are engaged in this standing posture, muscles of the legs, the belly, or the back. Allowing the hips to be heavy and inviting the spine into its full extension without strain or struggle, so that all at once you are very grounded, connected to the floor and the earth below, and at the same time reaching upward with a sense of dignity. Shoulder blades can be flattened onto the back, allowing the chest to lift slightly. Taking your stand here, this is mountain pose, inviting the strength and steadiness of a mountain right into the standing body, and allowing yourself to become aware of the full body, of the subtle sensations of moving and balancing, even amid the stillness of this posture. And letting your attention rest on the sensations of breath moving through the body on the inhale and the exhale. Breathing and aware that we're breathing, standing and aware that we're standing. And now with attention in the arms, beginning to slowly lift the arms out to the sides, perhaps turning the palms halfway up, and if it's possible for you, bringing the arms all the way up overhead. Feeling the sensations of the arms moving in space. As the arms reach their full extension today, become curious about the muscles that are needed to hold you in this position. In the arms or the back, hips or legs. And also become curious about muscles that do not need to be so engaged in holding this posture and can be softened. Perhaps the shoulders, the jaw, the eyes, the muscles of the face. And taking a moment to explore this posture and the possibility of finding a balance between effort and effortlessness. And as you're ready, letting the palms turn and float the arms slowly down, perhaps slower than the automatic movement would normally take you, feeling every moment of the release. And when the arms come down to the side, just resting here. Noticing what's here in the body as you pause between our movements. Breathing and aware that you're breathing. And once again, lifting the arms up overhead as far as is comfortable and right for you right now, and reaching the fingertips upward as if you're reaching to touch the ceiling, and at the same time softening the shoulders down the back body. Feeling the stretch throughout the body, perhaps noticing sensation from the soles of the feet to the tips of the fingers. And then perhaps stretching one hand at a time up higher and going back and forth between stretching the right fingers up and then the left fingers up. Aware of the steady and regular flow of breath that can be woven in and supportive of the arms moving up and down. You might also notice if the face and neck are trying to help, and if so, allowing them to soften. Coming now to stillness, dropping the shoulders again if they've lifted, turning the palms and slowly releasing the arms again. Feeling the movement and space as the arms slowly travel down and come to rest once again by the sides. Noticing the effects of this one simple stretch. Perhaps even noticing the aliveness in the arms or parts of the upper body and how that may be different from what you're noticing in the legs or lower body. Remember too, as we begin to move deeper into our practice, that if you find yourself moving into any area of pain or difficulty, you might choose to back off or even release the pose altogether. Really cultivating this ability to discern what's right for you in this moment and respond to it This is the true yoga that we're practicing. So once again, allowing both arms to float up overhead, and this time linking the thumbs together. If that's not possible for you, you might leave the left hand on the left hip and raise only the right arm as far as it will go. And now arcing over to the left side, the right hip will press toward the right as the arms arc over to the left, coming into crescent moon pose and sensing into the stretch on the right side of the body. As you're breathing, you may be aware of the opening of the ribs, the muscles in between the ribs, and noticing how the posture impacts the muscles of the legs and how the weight may have shifted on the feet. And then as you're ready, coming back to center, softening the shoulders even as the arms stretch, and taking an inhalation, lifting the rib cage away from the hips as we arc to the right. So arms coming to the right, left hip pressing gently to the left, strengthening and lengthening the body, inhabiting this stretch in this moment, letting the breath flow easily in and out as you hold for a moment, aware of the strength in the body that is involved in holding this pose, and slowly bringing the arms back to center and lowering the arms, feeling the sensations of the release. Knowing that bringing awareness to the moments between the postures, to the release of efforting, is every bit as powerful as bringing awareness to the postures themselves. In our lives, we're not as used to pausing and receiving the non-doing, the times of simply being in between all the doing. So we can practice here in our yoga. And so noticing as the arms rest by the sides, what's here to be known, to be felt? Sensations of tingling or warmth or coolness. Exploring what's here without judgment and without needing anything to be a certain way. Just being curious. This essential quality of mindfulness. And so now bringing attention to the shoulders, we'll be rolling the shoulders through the range of motion. So beginning by drawing the shoulders forward as if they could move toward each other, then up towards the ears, back, so you may feel the shoulder blades coming together, and down the back. So moving through this sequence of forward, up, back, and down, at a pace and a depth that feels right for you today. Becoming aware of what's here in the different parts of the shoulders and upper back, chest. You might explore small shoulder circles and larger circles. Aware of areas where there's ease and easy flow and areas where there might be tightness or discomfort, a need for a little extra kindness. When it feels right to you, reversing directions for a few circles. Just noticing that you're breathing even as you're moving through these shoulder postures. And then moving the shoulders back to center. You might even do one backward shoulder circle just to open up the chest, reversing the forward bending that so many of us do in the course of the day. And now lifting the shoulders up to the ears as you take a breath in, and then releasing the shoulders on an exhale down to the sides. So doing this a few times on your own, and if you are willing, see what happens if you add a sigh or a louder exhale on the release. Letting some of that tension come out even through the breath and the sound. So now shifting attention to the area of the neck and gently releasing the chin toward the chest. Letting this be a gravity stretch of the neck, the back of the neck. Nothing to strain or push for here. Just noticing how the back of the neck is doing in this moment. And if it feels appropriate for you, gently, like a pendulum, you can slowly shift the chin up toward the right ear, back to center, up toward the left ear, and back to center. And you can do this movement a few times, following the cues in your body about how deep to go and what pace to go at. Here you're exploring your range of motion in an area that can often be tight and tense, even painful, as a place that many of us hold tightness or tension. And as the chin comes up toward the ear on each side, perhaps noticing the urge to push beyond a limit, to just stretch a little more because of some automatic thought about what you should be able to do. And perhaps being able to notice that as simply a thought arising in your awareness. Bringing the head back to center, lifting it, and imagining the nose as a pen or pencil, and that you can draw small circles in the air in front of you. So beginning to draw these small circles, which will allow the head to move around in a circle and the neck to begin to gently stretch in all directions. You can let those circles get larger if that feels right, or stay small. Breathing in here and sensing again into areas that might feel easy and other areas that might have some held tension or tightness. Listening for when it feels right to reverse direction. And noticing if you are attending with care to this delicate area of the body. Now releasing this movement and once again coming back to an upright and still position. Aware of breath, aware that we are intentionally pausing. We'll be coming into a balancing pose now, and it might be helpful to have a chair or something stable nearby to rest a hand on if balancing is challenging for you today. Even being near a wall is good. And becoming aware first of the position of the body, the weight on 2 feet, having a sense of engaging the muscles of your foundation. It may feel like muscle hugging bone in the legs. And then shifting the weight to the right foot now. And you actually might shift back to the left as well. Just back and forth for a moment so you can be aware of the many sensations that accompany just this subtle shifting side to side. And now coming back to having the weight on the right foot, kneecaps lifted, muscle hugging bone, finding a place to fix your gaze, perhaps diagonally down on the floor or across the room. And as you become ready, beginning to lift the arms out to the sides and lifting just the heel of the left foot, coming onto the toes, and then sliding the toes out to the left as far as feels appropriate. This may be your balancing posture today, or if you choose, you can lift the left foot and leg up, noticing how the weight shifts perhaps even more to the right leg, noticing the abdomen, the muscles of the body holding you up. Checking in to make sure that breath is still happening in a regular and consistent way. If at any time the foot wants to come down, you can bring it down, or you can bring it down and back up again. And when it's right for you, letting the foot come back down, the arms rest by the sides, becoming aware of the sensation of being on 2 feet again. Aware of the shifts in the body from your efforts in this posture. Simply breathing and knowing how it is now. And now shifting the weight of the body into the left foot, setting that firm foundation, kneecap lifts a little bit, muscle hugging bone in that left leg, raising the arms out to the sides, taking a breath and beginning to explore lifting the right foot onto the toes and out to the side. And if it feels appropriate, lifting the right foot out and up, balancing in whatever way is possible for you. Sensing into the subtle movements of balancing and rebalancing, perhaps of falling out and coming back into balance. And being guided in your choices by the subtle sensations you're experiencing in this moment. And when it's right for you, letting the arms and the foot come back down, coming back into mountain, and resting here, receiving the imprint of this posture. Bringing the hands now to the waist as we move into a spinal twist. So keeping the hips facing forward, like two headlights forward, and taking a breath in and allowing the spine to elongate, making a little space in the vertebra, between the vertebra to allow this twist, and slowly begin moving from the waist around to the left. The belly twists and the rib cage, the chest and shoulders, neck, head and chin, even the eyes can begin to twist. Coming right up close to the boundaries of your range of motion without pushing past them. And if called for in any one particular area of this spine, pull back a little bit and notice how that feels, both in the physical body and how it feels to have heard what's called for and to respond. Breathing with awareness of sensations in the upper part of the body, from the waist all the way up to the base of the skull. Allowing the gaze now to slowly begin to draw the body back to center. Taking a breath in, and with a long spine, begin twisting from the waist to the right, so hips stay forward and the belly twists, the rib cage, chest and shoulders, neck, chin, eyes. Lifting here perhaps on an inhale and just noticing where there may be space to soften a little more into the twist and where what's called for is to pull back a little bit. All of the different portions of our spine have different needs. You also may notice a difference in this side of the body than the other, which is often the case. And when you're ready, slowly returning the body to face forward to center. And now we'll twist into the entire body in this slow, deliberate way. So you might just soften the knees a little bit, the ankles, and with awareness of the entire body from the soles of the feet up, beginning to twist toward the left from the ankles. So the ankles and knees, the upper legs and hips, the rib cage to the right, the chest and shoulder, chin and eyes, and feeling again into the length of the body, noticing where there's room to soften, where there may need to be adjustments. Refining this ability to receive and respond to the voice of the body, perhaps beginning to realize how much intelligence is available here, how much wisdom when we're paying attention. And when you're ready, gently bringing the body back to center. Taking a deep breath in, getting long, and beginning at the ankles with soft ankles, soft knees, beginning to twist to the right. Ankles, knees, upper legs, hip, rib cage moving to the right, chest, shoulder, neck, chin, and eyes. And taking a moment here, feeling into this side. What's called for now? And breathing in to the spine, receiving all the sensations that this posture has to offer. And when you're ready, slowly releasing the twist, drawing the eyes and body back to center. Noticing any changes or shifting in the body as a result of the twists. And we'll be moving into a forward bend now. And as with any of the postures, allowing the wisdom of your body guide you in whether and how long to engage in a given moment. This is particularly true in a forward bend if there are issues with blood pressure or any reason why you wouldn't want to move the head below the heart. Knowing also that there is a halfway point in this posture that you might choose as yours today. So feeling into the uprightness of the body, letting the knees be soft, and allowing the spine to lengthen right from the tailbone, the sacrum, all the way up through the cervical spine and the neck, engaging the abdominal muscles to support the back. You might put your hands on your thighs if you like to help support the back, and maintaining a strong spine with the crown of the head reaching up and then a little forward as you slide the hands down the body, beginning to fold forward at the waist. When you come halfway, you might stop here for a moment, pressing the crown out in one direction and the sitting bones, the buttocks out to the other, feeling the muscles in the legs that are supporting you, the muscles in the belly and the back. So choosing either to stay here or continue to let the hands slide down the legs, releasing the head and neck to the pull of gravity, bending the knees as much as you need to support yourself in this posture. Breathing and allowing the body to lengthen itself, the neck opening on its own. You might gently sway the body side to side or the head side to side. You might bend and straighten the legs a few times, just gently feeling into the movement and the muscles on the backs of the legs. Make sure there's no pulling behind the knees, and if there is, just back up. Allowing the upper body to have a rest, muscles of the face softening, hands and shoulders softening. And now engaging the muscles once again, particularly in the belly, bending the knees, putting the hands on the knees, and beginning to press yourself back up into standing. And just feeling the impact of the forward bend. And now moving into chair pose. So start by sensing into the strength of the legs, the large bones and muscles. Just bending a bit and straightening. Feeling where the boundaries are for the bending here. And the next time the knees are bent, holding there, making sure the abdominals are engaged a bit to support the body, and sitting back as if you were about to sit in a chair. Floating the arms up straight in front of you to about parallel with the floor. Palms might be down or facing each other, and perhaps trying both, noticing the different sensation present with just the subtle shift. Letting the arms stay in whichever position is most supportive for you, softening the shoulders and the muscles of the face, and settling into this pose just at the level that feels right for you. And breathing. Noticing the sensations of effort and engagement involved in holding this posture. And if you notice that you are enduring this pose or trying to get through it, see if you can notice those thoughts and feelings and just soften into it, letting yourself have a direct experience of all of the sensations that are here without needing to change it. This yoga practice is not about how deep you can go, but how deeply you allow yourself to feel. So if you haven't already come up, slowly allowing yourself to come up, knees straighten, you might even lift the arms up overhead and then slowly down out to the sides, bringing them back down next to the body. Taking a breath here, letting go of the efforting, and you might just want to shake out the hands and arms, wiggle the legs, just releasing any excess tension, and then coming back into mountain pose. And so our last posture in this sequence is another balancing posture. We'll be doing tree pose. So becoming aware again of how it feels to be supported by 2 feet. Aware of the foundation for this posture, the muscles and bones in the legs, belly. And now shifting the weight to the left foot, settling into a solid and stable position for this balance, finding a spot to gaze at diagonally down or across the room. And coming up onto the toes of the right foot and bringing the heel of the right foot to meet the ankle of the left foot. So this is the first option for the legs and feet in tree posture. If you'd like and feel comfortable, you can actually lift the sole of the right foot and put it on the side of the shin and calf muscle, letting the knee press out to the right, having a sensation of foot pressing into leg and leg into foot. And then bringing the hands first in front of the body, palms in front of the chest. And if you'd like, you can bring the arms up together overhead, or perhaps they come out to the side. So aware of the body in this balancing posture, continually reorganizing itself in space, breathing and noticing what's here, whether you're coming into balance or falling out of balance, it's all here to be noticed. Taking one more breath, maybe a open-hearted tree, feeling a stretch in the chest muscles. And when you're ready, that right foot comes down and the arms can lower down. Feeling again the return to 2 feet. Standing here in mountain, experiencing the body and breath after the movement. And now preparing for tree on the other side, so shifting the weight of the body into the right foot, finding the posture for your legs and feet on this side. You might just come onto the toes of the left foot. The left heel might rest on the right ankle, or you might bring the sole of the left foot into the side of the shin and calf, the lower leg. And pressing that left sole into the lower right leg, and the lower right leg into the sole of that left foot. And finding your position for your hands, maybe together before the heart, up overhead, together, separate, or out wide in a V or to the sides. Letting this be your tree today. Breathing, open-hearted tree, long. Trees flow in the breeze, no problem if they're swaying or coming in and out of balance. When you feel ready, bringing the foot down, releasing the hands to the sides, and pausing again. Mountain pose. Knowing that this is a posture that we can come back to throughout the day to pause, collect our attention, and become present. And knowing also that we so often focus our attention on the doing aspect of life. And here's an opportunity for turning attention to the being aspect itself, the space between the effort. So in a moment, we'll be moving to a resting position on the floor, or if that's not possible for you today, resting on a chair. And noticing before you move, if you can bring open and curious attention to the transition and to the sensation and movements of the body in this process. We call this seamless awareness, where over time there is no difference between our formal practice and the way we move through our lives. As the body comes to rest, listening, to what the body might need right now to close this posture flow. Perhaps there are stretches or movements that feel called for. Maybe it's stretching the arms overhead, or if you're on the floor, bringing the knees into the chest and rocking side to side or in circles. So taking a moment to move in any way that feels supportive. And now, quieting the movement, completely letting go of any efforting or exertion, releasing the weight of the body into the floor or into the chair. Letting this be a time for the body to receive the benefits of this period of mindful yoga. Perhaps noticing a sense of appreciation or compassion for the body and all it is asked to do. And appreciating as well your willingness and effort to practice. It is no small thing to set aside time like this to care for yourself.